91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Shelby Y. The nurse who was a victim of a prank call involving the former Kate Middleton was found dead early Friday. Jacinta Saldana was found dead this morning. Police say her death is unexplained. Saldana gave two DJs who were impersonating Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles private information on the hospital-bound Duchess. The Duchess of Cambridge, the former Kate Middleton, had been in hospital for acute morning sickness. The prank phone call took place early Tuesday, and the two radio personalities have apologized the following day. A statement from the St. James Palace says that Prince William and his wife Kate are deeply saddened to learn of the nurse's death, and their prayers are with her family, friends, and colleagues. The annual Feed the Meter campaign is now up and running in Prince Edward Hastings. Until New Year's, all parking is free, and any money put into the meters will go to the Food for Learning Foundation. The foundation organizes local school breakfast programs for students. Mayor Beth Disneau is the executive director of the Hastings Prince Edward Learning Foundation.
We all know that whether we're going to work or whether we're going to school, you perform much better if you have eaten something. It's kind of like your fuel for the day and to get you going. So in particular, in our students, having something, giving them something, nutritious food to get them going in the morning, makes a difference in behavior, makes a difference in their ability to learn.
Last year, the Feed the Meter campaign raised just over $27,000. A preliminary hearing is set for the former owners of a Belleville area roadhouse. They have been charged with manslaughter and the deaths of two women, one of whom was a waitress at their bar. 34-year-old David Stoll of Bloomfield and 33-year-old Philip Steinmeier of Ottawa faced two counts each of manslaughter in connection with a fatal crash last February on the Highway 401. 23-year-old Corin Howes of Belleville was driving the wrong way on the 401 after leaving an all-night party at the Angry Beaver when her vehicle collided with a car being driven by 23-year-old Shayna Harrison of Oshawa. The two men are also charged with six liquor license violation offenses. Statistics Canada reports the economy generated a surprisingly strong 59,300 new jobs last month, almost all full-time and in the private sector. Bank of Montreal economist Doug Porter says it's positive news.
The bottom line is that the Canadian economy is not quite as weak as some of the recent indicators had suggested. You know, of course, you as I always say, you got to be cautious about reading too much in the 1 month. But it's very encouraging. It shows there is some underlying resiliency in the economy.
The unexpectedly robust performance dropped the country's unemployment rate 2 points to 7.2%, the lowest it's been since June. What's on your Facebook page? You may want to double check for an embarrassing content if you're looking for a job. A new survey by AVG Technologies found more than 90% of human resources professionals check a potential job candidate's online profile on Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, or Twitter to determine his or her suitability. A researcher says posting a picture of yourself in some stage of inebriation reduces your chances of getting a job or even an interview by as much as 84%. There are fresh calls for an end to violence in Syria and a potential breakthrough towards political transition. Sagar Meghani has more.
At a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon issued a call to both sides.
Stop the violence in the name of humanity.
In Belfast, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said the U.S. and Russia have reached a rare agreement regarding Syria, saying they'll back mediation efforts with all parties.
Every Syrian must be included in this process for a new and better future.
A future, she says, cannot include President Bashar Assad, stressing again he must leave power. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Thousands of Egyptian demonstrators are flooding the streets of Cairo again today. Mark Lavi has this story.
Streams of protesters converge on the presidential palace, just as thousands of supporters of Egypt's Islamist president head the same way. There's already been bloody violence between the two sides. Liberals demand the president rescind what they call his power grab decrees and is pushing an Islamist-friendly constitution to a quick vote. His backers are just as adamant, chanting that Egypt is Islamic and will never be liberal. For now, the military is protecting the palace, but staying out of the fighting. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Authorities have lifted a tsunami warning after a powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Japan. There have been no reports of serious damage, but several people were hurt. Reporter Akiko Fujita says the earthquake was centered in the same area as last year's magnitude 9.0 quake.
This quake today was so reminiscent of that large quake in March of last year in so many ways. It hit just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We felt the shaking in our Tokyo bureau, but it just got stronger and stronger and stronger. It lasted several minutes. Then the warnings for that tsunami. We heard one of the network anchors at one point call out to the residents saying, please do not forget about what happened last year. Please evacuate immediately.
The city of Ishinomaki reported that a tsunami about 1 meter high hit 45 minutes after the quake. December is already the highest month for alcohol sales, and a new report suggests sales of wine, beer, and spirits will likely hit a record high for this holiday season. Chris Mayberry has the story.
BMO Capital Markets says December alcohol sales usually surge more than 40% above the monthly average. It says the average Canadian adult spent just over $85 last December on booze, and it says that is expected to rise. The report says annual alcohol sales in Canada are on track to top $19 billion this year, about $700 million higher than in 2011. Chris Mayberry, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 1207. Sports will be after this break.
When I bring a new senorita home to meet my family, it means she's pretty special. Just like Kudo's huge holiday sale. There's smartphones for $0. Plus, on select smartphones, you'll get a bonus gift valued at up to $100, too. I think I'm in love. With the sale, not my senorita. I mean, I like her a lot, too. Oh, I hope she's not listening. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Conditions apply. See store for details.
Kudo. Good afternoon. I'm Shelby Y with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls will be taking their games out of town this weekend. Tonight, they'll be in Kitchener to take on the Rangers at 7:30. Saturday night, they'll be dropping the puck with Owen Sound's attacks. The Wellington Dukes make a temporary home on the ice this weekend with plenty of games to keep the fans busy. Yesterday, they scraped by a close victory against the Kingston Voyageurs, 5-4. Tonight, on their home ice, they will take on the Cobourg Cougars, dropping the puck at 7:30. Saturday is their day of rest before Sunday, where they take on the Pickering Panthers. The Picton Pirates are coming off a victory last night against the Campbellford Rebels, ending the game at 6-1. Tonight they'll play against the Deseronto Storms at 7:30. The Napanee Raiders take on Campbellford on Saturday. In Loyalist Lancer basketball, the men and women will be on their home court. The George Brown Huskies will be coming to Belleville, and the men's team will be playing at 8 and the women's at 6 p.m. tonight. The New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel wife Gisele Bündchen have announced the birth of their second child, a girl named Vivian Lake. Bündchen announced the birth on her Facebook page, saying their daughter was born at home on Wednesday and is healthy and full of life. The couple also has a son, Benjamin, who turns 3 on Saturday. Brady also has a 5-year-old son, John, with the actress Bridget Moynihan. The NHL and the Players Association are further apart than ever before. Union head Donald Fehr says he believes the size of agreements to end the lockout on such issues as actual dollars, and then held a second news conference to reveal the NHL rejected everything his side had offered. Commissioner Gary Bettman countered by saying the two sides are not close and that all the concessions of the league made earlier in the week are now off the table. Issues still dividing the two parties include contract lengths, a 10-year term for the CBA, and compliance buyouts. The sides are trying to avoid another lost season. The NHL became the first North American professional sports league to cancel a full year because of labor dispute back in 2005. The sides will not meet again face-to-face before Saturday. And that was 91X Sports. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. Now that's what's time for 91X weather. Today it'll be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 6. Later tonight, it'll still be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. And after midnight, rain will probably come. There's a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, there will be periods of rain and they may end late in the afternoon. There's a high of plus 4. At 12:10, it's plus 6 degrees. I'm Shelby Y, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 1.